Let's not give up when faced with temptation, for no self-indulgent person shares communion with Christ, nor the lazy, nor the laid-back, nor anyone living a reckless and uncontrolled lifestyle. But whoever is in distress and temptation, that person is close to him, whoever is journeying on the challenging path. For Christ himself walked this path. Hence he says, "The Son of Man has no place to rest his head." So don't despair when you are in distress. Consider who you share company with, and how you are purified through trials, and how great your advantages are. For there's nothing miserable except sinning against God. Aside from this, neither hardships nor conspiracies, nor any other thing has the power to distress the right-minded soul. But just like a small spark, if you throw it into a great depth, you immediately extinguish it. So does even the most overwhelming sorrow easily fade and disappear when it lands on a good conscience.